Good evening, friends, and a very warm welcome to our service this evening, which is our covenant service and a service of Holy Communion. It's good to welcome you here. As we draw near to God, we hear words from Jeremiah chapter 1. Words for each one of us this evening. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you." May we know, as we renew our covenant, that we are known by God and set apart for him as his servants. Now this evening we're going to be following the service from our service books, a prayer of adoration to God, the Holy Trinity. Let us pray. Let us adore the Father, the God of love. He created us. He continually preserves and sustains us. He has loved us with an everlasting love and given us the light of the knowledge of his glory in the face of Jesus Christ. You are God. We praise you. We acknowledge you to be the Lord. Let us glory in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor. He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. He went about doing good and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He became obedient to death, death on the cross. He was dead and is alive forever. He has opened the kingdom of heaven to all who trust in him. He sits at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. He will come again to be our judge. You, Christ, are the King of glory. Let us rejoice in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. By him we are born into the family of God and made members of the body of Christ. His witness confirms us. His wisdom teaches us. His power enables us. He will do for us far more than we ask or think. All praise to you, Holy Spirit. Let us humbly confess our sins to God. God our Father, you have set forth the way of life for us in your beloved Son. We confess with shame our slowness to learn of him, our failure to follow him, our reluctance to bear the cross. Have mercy on us, Lord, and forgive us. We confess the poverty of our worship, our neglect of fellowship and of the means of grace, our hesitating witness for Christ, our evasion of responsibilities in your service, our imperfect stewardship of your gifts. Have mercy on us, Lord, and forgive us. Let each of us in silence make our own confession to God. We pray together words of King David from Psalm 51, saying together, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me." This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Thanks be to God. Father, you have appointed our Lord Jesus Christ as mediator of a new covenant. Give us grace to draw near with fullness of faith and join ourselves in a perpetual covenant with you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We turn to God's word and to the readings set for us there on pages D6 onwards. We hear our Old Testament lesson and then the letter to the Hebrews. And Brian and Stephen are our readers tonight. Thank you.
"Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people."
The epistle is from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, beginning at verse 22. "But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to a judge who is God of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks more graciously than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who is speaking."
And to our gospel reading. And please join in the acclamations before and after. The gospel according to John, the 15th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Glory to Christ our Saviour. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Praise to Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for your word, made known through prophets, made firm through scripture, made flesh in Christ, made present by your Spirit. Amen. The renewal of our relationship with God is a thread which runs through these three Bible readings. And in my sermon this evening, I want to draw out three aspects of the renewal of our covenant relationship with God. And I'm particularly going to focus on Jeremiah chapter 31. Firstly, we discover here that after years of failure, God's people are given another chance. After years of failure, God's people are given another chance. It is true to say that when we consider the whole book of Jeremiah, we find its message consistently negative and harsh, one of judgment. For Israel and Judah had turned from the ways of God and the word of God. The God who had delivered them from Egypt. And Jeremiah comes, called by God to speak words of judgment about their backwardness and to call them back to repentance. But here, and in Jeremiah chapters 30 and 31, there is a change of tone. And the focus is turned away from condemnation to the hope of restoration and renewal. And these chapters form what has been called the Book of Consolation. After years of failure, God's people are comforted and given a second chance. And that's what we affirmed today, this morning, as we heard again the story of Noah and the rainbow promise, God's covenant love. He is the God of new beginnings, the God of the second chance. And that truth gives us hope today, that though we are faithless, God is always faithful. Though we sometimes forget God, he never forgets us. And it is this on which we build our lives. It is on this truth that we build. Today is a day for renewing our promises. January has gone, but did any New Year's resolutions survive? The problem with New Year's resolutions is that they go in one year and out of the other. But friends, it's not the newness of the year that offers us a new beginning. It is our relationship centered on God, who is full of mercy and compassion. His mercies are new every morning and every evening. So today we are embraced and enfolded by our wonderful, loving God, who forgives us all our sins and helps us once again to renew our covenant. He holds out forgiveness and new life in Jesus Christ. Just as God took his people by the hand and led them out of slavery, so God in Christ has led us by the hand from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, from disobedience to obedience. So if we feel that we have failed, if we have let go of his hand, then we can take hold of it once again tonight. In our failure, the grace of God holds out newness of life. So firstly, after years of failure, God's people are given a second chance. That is the message of Jeremiah. And secondly, which defines this new beginning, after years of ritual, religion is to become spiritual. I will make a new covenant, says the Lord. What's new about it? How does it differ from the old covenant God made with Moses at Mount Sinai? This new covenant is inclusive, uniting Israel and Judah. A reminder that God's covenant is universal and all-embracing. God's covenant mirrors God's universal love and acceptance. It is not like the old Sinai covenant which the people broke, in that obedience will now be possible. The law will no longer need to be taught, says Jeremiah, because it will be written upon the hearts of the people. I will put my law within them and write it upon their hearts. From the external to the internal. And here is a radical change, one that can bring true transformation. It's not a work of man, but a work of God. An inner work of grace, by which God's word is rooted within by his Spirit, bringing about devotion to God and obedience, as opposed to the external observances of religious ritual. The covenant becomes personal, finding meaning and expression in our day-to-day experience. External religion gives way to internal spirituality. And friends, as we renew our covenant again tonight, we are reminded of the central place of Scripture in our church and in our own lives. And we're challenged to continue by God's grace to keep our Bibles open, to listen to what God is saying, to know where God is leading us in 2019. The writer to the Hebrews reminds us that this covenant is made personal in Jesus. As we heard those words from Hebrews 12, the words take us on a journey, stage by stage, from the outside to the very center. It is a procession from the fringes to the very center of God's presence and life. You have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to innumerable angels, to the assembly, and so on, culminating with, you have come to Jesus, the mediator or the go-between of a new covenant. See that you do not refuse him who is speaking. May God help us to follow that path, step by step, closer to Christ in 2019. May we not refuse him who speaks to us. Above the many voices and the many claims upon us, day by day we will listen to his gentle voice saying, come, follow me, follow me. So after years of ritual, religion is to become spiritual. And this brings me to my third and final point. After years of privilege, religion is to be the possession of the people. You see, through the old covenant, encounter with God and the revelation of God belonged to that select, privileged, priestly line. But this new covenant underlines the priesthood of all believers. God gives his gifts freely among his people, and that includes each one of us. God will speak through each one of us in this year ahead to communicate his love in word and deed. God has plans and purposes for you. God says, I will be their God, and they will be my people. Our covenant service tonight emphasizes belonging. We are God's possession. Tonight we affirm we no longer are our own, but that we belong to God. And in our covenant prayer, we tease out how that allegiance is worked out in our day-to-day life. In John's Gospel, we were reminded that we can only do this by remaining close to Jesus, abiding in him. I am the vine, you are the branches. Only by remaining joined to Christ can we bear fruit. And it's my prayer that here in our Methodist church, we will continue to remain close to Jesus and will abide in him. And will continue to bear good fruit, just as our ancestors and forebears have done in this place, in our town, in our village. Only by the power and presence of Jesus and the Holy Spirit can we keep these promises that we renew today. So this evening, we rejoice in these truths that we have shared. After years of failure, God's people are given a second chance. After years of ritual, religion is to become spiritual. After years of privilege, religion is to be the possession of the people. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now we turn to the covenant prayer, beginning at page D8, and the introduction. In the Old Covenant, God chose Israel to be his people and to obey his laws. Our Lord Jesus Christ, by his death and resurrection, has made a new covenant with all who trust in him. We stand within this covenant and we bear his name. On the one side, God promises in this covenant to give us new life in Christ. On the other side, we are pledged to live no more for ourselves, but for him. Today, therefore, we meet expressly, as generations of our fathers have met, to renew the covenant which bound them and binds us to God. Let us say together the words of Wesley's covenant hymn. We say together, come, let us use the grace divine, and all with one accord, in a perpetual covenant join ourselves to Christ the Lord. Give up ourselves through Jesus' power, his name to glorify, and promise in this sacred hour for God to live and die. The covenant we this moment make, be ever kept in mind. We will no more our God forsake or cast his words behind. We never will throw off his fear who hears our solemn vow. And if thou art well pleased to hear, come down and meet us now. To each the covenant blood apply, which takes our sins away, and register our names on high, and keep us to that day. Amen. As you are able, please stand. Beloved in Christ, let us again claim for ourselves this covenant which God has made with his people and take the yoke of Christ upon us. To take his yoke upon us means that we are content that he appoint us our place and work, and that he himself be our reward. Christ has many services to be done. Some are easy, others are difficult. Some bring honor, others bring reproach. Some are suitable to our natural inclinations and material interests. Others are contrary to both. In some we may please Christ and please ourselves. In others we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Yet the power to do all these things is given us in Christ, who strengthens us. Therefore, let us make this covenant of God our own. Let us give ourselves anew to him, trusting in his promises and relying on his grace. Please be seated. Lord God, Holy Father, since you have called us through Christ to share in this gracious covenant, we take upon ourselves with joy the yoke of obedience, and for love of you, engage ourselves to seek and do your perfect will. We are no longer our own, but yours. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you, or laid aside for you. Exalted for you, or brought low for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine, and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant now made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. We continue in prayer, praying for the church, praying for the life of the world, praying for those who are sick, those who are in any kind of trouble, and those who grieve. Let us bring them before God's throne of grace. And we pray for our own families and our own needs this night. We thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers, and that you answer them according to your perfect will and your perfect time. We ask them in the name of Jesus, our firm anchor and solid rock. Amen. And we say together the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We shall not be using the service books for our communion prayers. Instead, I will lead an extempore prayer of thanksgiving at the Lord's table. Let us pray. All for Jesus. All for Jesus, crucified. Loving God, we remember your great love shown in your Son, Jesus Christ. We praise you tonight for his life and for his great sacrifice on the cross, that we might be forgiven, that we might live eternally, that we might be one in love and one in thee. Receive our worship and our thanksgiving tonight. We remember tonight how Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, shared a meal with his disciples in the upper room. He took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Take and eat. Do this to remember me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, "This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." So with these gifts of bread and wine, we remember our Lord's offering of his life for us, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and the promise of his coming. By God's Holy Spirit, may these gifts be his body and his blood. May we be united to him and be strengthened to serve him in the world, that we may remain his faithful servants until all things are complete and we are one with all Christ's people. Amen. This evening, as we receive bread and wine, all are welcome to come to his table. So let us draw near with faith, and let us remember the Lord's presence in bread and wine. Let us pray. Lord, Lord, we thank you for feeding us with the bread of heaven and the cup of salvation. Keep us in your grace, and at the coming of Christ in glory, bring us with your saints into the life of your kingdom. Amen. We dedicate to God these gifts of money, and we dedicate to God the money given by standing order. And with these gifts, we offer ourselves. Lord Jesus, you have called us, and now you send us out with confidence as your children, with confidence in your word, to tell the world of your saving acts and bring glory to your name. Amen. May the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and all those you love this night and forevermore. Amen.